With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha, ha, ha, ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 8. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
I'm Adam Epstein.
Good to see you guys. I was off a couple days this week.
Yeah, welcome back.
Feels weird not being here, lounging around at home while everyone else is working.
Well, my work wife wasn't here, so I was sad. And you know how last week we talked about Monday's show can kind of drag a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, I needed you.
You had a lot of Washington football team calls and no Drab for some shtick on the side.
Yeah, I needed some shtick. I needed you waving at some terminally ill people in the background of the TV show.
Well, I only took a couple days. I had to get back in here for bit season.
By the way, I did the same thing when I had my trip to Hilton Head. I came back in time to record bit season.
I think this has permanently changed our vacation schedules. How can we take a week-long vacation?
We can't.
Knowing we have bit season on the horizon.
You know what? CK needs to give us the Comrex.
I think we know the chemistry isn't the same with the Comrex.
And I know I'm not doing a show with Adam.
No.
We
just
try.
Just me and you. No.
Oh, come on.
No, that is not happening. When Valdez is gone, the show is
You
on
wouldn't give
hiatus.
Me a shot.
We are like, on hiatus.
Let me put on the helmet. Coach, put me in for fourth down.
Producer Adam, your job is to cut up best of. For when we're on vacation.
Adam, when the junkies are gone, do Drab and Valdez host shows?
No, but you guys still
produce. Guest host.
Oh.
Oh, that
Chick Hernandez.
We'll smell his feet.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in this week. We got a lot going on, but we want to remind you the show is presented by Wave Soda. We love Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Order now at wavesoda.com and receive how much?
16%.
16% off by entering bit. And we apologize. I think there was a little bit of a time period last week where the code wasn't working. I texted Nat like at 11 p.m. at night. And I said, dude, you got to get this fixed. People are trying to order.
I know. It makes us look good.
Yeah. Well, we need all the hits we can get with Wave Soda. So.
Right.
And what did he text back? He fixed it, right?
He said, oh, crap, let me fix it. And it was fixed in like 5 minutes.
Well, nice. Good for him for getting on it.
Yeah, so
that's always a good responder.
He is, yeah. So Wave Soda
fixes things fast.
Presented by Wave Soda, but we got actually a big announcement. I think it's you guys are going to be pretty excited by. We are now on Apple iTunes.
We have our own iTunes page
or Apple Podcasts or whatever they call it. Wherever you listen to your Apple podcast, if you go there right now, we created our own feed. We're off the junkies feed.
Right. We're not nursing the junkies' tentacles.
Actually, we are because
we still kind of are.
Now that you guys know where to find the show on the Odyssey website, wherever you get the Junkies podcast, it will still appear in there. We're going to double dip, but
of
we also
course.
Created our own our own feed there, and we got some new artwork for the show that we're pretty excited about. So things are looking up. A professional look for Bit Season.
Well, the new feed gives people the ability to binge the show, and I want to give a shout-out to Darius from Grant and Danny, who said on his vacation he binged 5 straight episodes of Bit Season.
That sounds like a great vacation.
Yeah. I didn't think Darius even knew who we were. And he's listening to Bit Season. I love
you know,
it
does make me happy when people around the office listen, or like Pete Haley listens, or JP Finley.
You know who also listens? Juan Romero.
You know what? I love that. He's a P1.
He is a P1. He always comes in and makes a comment about Bit Season. I love it. Juan's my guy.
It's a lock tomorrow when he's in. Mm-hmm. He's going to say something about Bit Season.
Yeah. So thank you guys from around the office for listening as well. Interesting week. It all started, I guess, last Friday with the first mention of Bit Season, and EB was not happy with our behavior on the show.
It's weird because, do they expect it to be some sort of propaganda machine where we're just promoting the junkies nonstop?
I don't know, because when we started this show, we had the Stern show in mind, right? The wrap-up show. We've called the show the wrap-up show many times. Mm-hmm. But you said that the Stern show, it was the wrap-up show was good for a long time. And then Howard got involved, and he put his foot down because they weren't stroking his ego enough.
Yeah, Howard jumped in and said, I need more Howard talk. I need more praise.
Yeah.
And so he completely reconfigured the setup of it, where all it does is analyze all of his interviews and just stroke his ego, like you said. And I guess that's what Eric thought this show was going to be a little bit.
I don't know about that. And I did tell those guys on the show that nobody else would allow this. There's not another radio show in the country where the host of the show would allow the producers to take shots at them on their own podcast. Well, like, it wouldn't exist. So I know we are very fortunate about that.
Well, I think it's in the spirit of the junkie show itself. I mean, the whole show is revolves around joning. I mean, that's the staple.
Let me tell you.
And for them to allow us to do a podcast where we basically joan for an hour,
yeah,
it goes under the junkies umbrella.
This isn't my first wrap-up show. I was involved in a wrap-up show with Big O and Dukes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got on for a few episodes. I was going to take the reins as the lead producer, and we were going to do our own version. I made a couple cracks about Chad. Same thing we do about the junkies.
Yeah.
And I was removed from the show.
You were fired.
Yeah. And actually, the show was put on its own hiatus permanently for about 2 years until it came back with a different cast of characters.
So they just basically replaced you altogether.
Yeah. It was called Rally the Horde, and it was a show about the show.
Okay.
And
I love shows about the show.
It's genius because, yes, you know, if you're a P1 of the junkies, you want behind the scenes, behind the glass. You know, you want a little bit of
inside
extra
info.
Exactly. So that's what we want to give you. And we know these guys, like, they're very lenient with us. Like, they might, like, get a little bit rick about us, but deep down, they don't really care.
Right.
And that's what's best about it.
Yeah, I don't think they care. Like, Jason, at the end of the show today, end of Thursday show, he kind of got rick about Adam.
Did you pick up on that? Last week, he didn't really know what it was, right? He said, Adam said something about my daughters.
Yeah, he's
and
just being
today,
stupid.
Today, he said, I went back and listened. You guys should have edited that out.
Well, in hindsight, should we have edited it out?
No, because I think it will be show lore as the years go on, hopefully.
Yeah, remember that time, Adam? Yeah. It'll be like a game of telephone. Right.
The story
because the story will just shift as the years pass, and then all of a sudden it's going to turn into Adam wants to have sex with Lurch's daughters.
Well, I've actually already heard that. Like, people have been mistelling the story a little bit. And
well, that's not fair to Adam.
That's actually fine with me. Let the story grow, all right?
Again,
you know what? I appreciate you, Adam, for not getting scared and saying, hey, will you guys get rid of that? Because he could have easily tapped us on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, why don't you just cut that out?
We call that a Kevin McCarthy.
why don't you just cut that out? But no, you stuck to your guns.
Yeah.
You knew you said something very stupid, and you doubled down on your stupidity.
Yeah,
so bravo.
I'm not scared of that big Lurch. And I do want to say something to EB, who got upset at us for, you know, joining on the show. EB needs to know that because of my role on Bit Season, I'm caring more about the junkies, and I'm listening to more of the junkies than when I ever worked on the show.
You know, I will say, Adam does have a point. I have people who hit me up on Twitter and DM Bit Season that they have to go back and re-listen to a bunch of junk segments that they missed or skipped because we were talking about something specific from that show on Bit Season.
Yeah, so we are helping them out.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I don't know why Eric thinks we're no-selling.
Well, again, I think we've pointed out a few times about things that we really enjoyed on the show, but we're also hopefully going to have opportunities to take shots at the guys. And I know there was plenty of material this week, and we were super excited about Halloween, and discussed it last week on the show. You guys heard it first. Can we get the Junkies to dress up for Halloween?
It's really not about the costume. Mm-hmm. It's about seeing if they'll do it. Because I just want to see if all of them will do something in unison. Because it's like pulling teeth.
It is. But also
pulling yellow teeth like nine.
Evie keeps mentioning these guys are perverts. They like to dress up. It's not even about
every single person dresses up for Halloween. Every single office has people come in for Halloween. There's a whole Office episode with all of their characters coming in dressed as something for Halloween.
What happened to EB where he thinks of a guy dressing up in a costume as some sort of sexual fantasy?
Do you know what Eric is?
Why can't he separate role-playing in the bedroom from Halloween?
I don't know. He's perverted. He's perverted just like
us. I think something happened to him at some point on a Halloween, a deep, dark secret he's not talking about.
I don't understand this. Eric dressed up to go to Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. We threw a boobash for our station. He dressed up.
Michael Mara, yeah.
And did that. So why can't he just dress up and do the show?
Well, I think EB was probably forced to go to the boobash.
All right, but he wasn't forced to go to the Halloween party with his wife, where he was John Lennon, a.k.a. Paul McCartney.
She may have begged him to go. I don't know. Do you have any memories of your parents going to Halloween parties?
No. I don't remember my parents going to Halloween parties, but Halloween was big in my house.
The idea of having and going to adult Halloween parties when you're like 50 years old, that sounds so enticing to me. I don't know why.
Why? Just because you want to see everyone let loose and see how creative they are with their costume?
Usually it's like for teenagers or college kids. You don't get to just pretend when you're a 50-year-old. You got so many responsibilities. You got life's coming at you fast.
And and when you're 50, that Halloween party is totally different than when you're 21 or 22.
Right.
It's sophisticated.
It's sophisticated.
I imagine like a cauldron like that has punch in it, and then there's like some sort of dry ice. You know what I mean? Bubbling over. You know,
I don't know. The idea of a Halloween party with friends and strangers and you're just mingling for some reason, like in some sort of dining hall or someone's big house. I don't know. It just sounds like a good time to me. I have a memory. My parents, and I told you this too. You didn't know this. I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween.
This is a revelation,
right,
by the way.
I didn't know about this.
First off, I went to a Catholic school growing up. And so we were allowed 3 parties a year.
Okay.
But we were not allowed to have Halloween parties. Actually, Halloween was not even mentioned. You were not allowed to talk about it because it was the day before All Saints Day. And that's actually, I guess, where Halloween comes
from. So sheltered.
I know nothing about All Saints Day.
It's November 1st. All right.
Listen to the difference between his school and my school. So Drab School banned Halloween. All right. It's basically like Footloose, but with pumpkins. And then my school, we had a Halloween parade. That was one of the highlights of Bodkin Elementary.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear about this parade.
All right. You basically got out of the last class of the day, all right, mm-hmm. and you got dressed and you put your costume on. And I had an awesome homemade costume that mommy made me. It was silly. It was a Reese's peanut butter wrapper, basically. And I was a peanut butter cup. And you walked outside. And then you walked on the sidewalk, and a bunch of people gave you candy as you walked. And it was silly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then you would trade your candy with all your schoolmates.
Okay.
All right. I'd trade all my Hershey's bar for gummies or for sprees. All right. And then you got ready, and you wore the same costume that night for Halloween.
I do like that. I'm extremely jealous. First of all, I believe, if I'm not wrong, Halloween, Adam, is actually a religious holiday. It's All Hallows Eve. Okay. Have you ever heard that before? That's what it means.
I've heard of Day of the Dead.
That's a different. That's your donk. That's, what is that?
That's a Mexican holiday.
Dia de los Muertos. Right. Right.
Listen, All Hallows Eve means All Saints Eve, day before All Saints Day. But so back in the day, it may have been something different. But in the 1970s, if I'm remembering, like the Catholic Church had this epiphany that Halloween was some sort of devilish holiday and we should not be celebrating.
Well, I have this epiphany that you are crazy.
I'm not crazy. I love Halloween, but I'm telling you what happened.
Your childhood was so sheltered.
That's so messed up.
So the Catholic Church told all their parishioners and all the people in the faith that it was the devil's holiday and you shouldn't celebrate it. So when I have a very vague memory of dressing up as a pumpkin when I'm like 3 or 4 years old. That's and going trick or treating. But once I hit the age of like elementary school.
When did you realize Halloween was silly and you were being sheltered from Halloween?
At Arizona State, when those girls were wearing spandex and you could see, you know, every part of their, you know.
They wore the bunny costume.
The bunny costume,
with the,
right.
With the tail on their butt.
Exactly. That's what I realized, I missed out on all those years. So I didn't go, I didn't really trick or treat at any point in my life.
All right. So when you had a group of kids that knocked on your front door.
Yeah,
when
you
were a kid.
No, we were allowed. No, it was torture. We were allowed to give out candy. No decorations. We left the light on. I could give out candy, but I wasn't allowed to take any candy. It was the dumbest thing ever. My parents.
Are you overcompensating for your lack of childhood? Is that why we're trying to push Halloween on the guys?
No, but here's the thing. My parents weren't even like that protective. I watched rated R movies from like the age of like 9 on. I remember watching a movie called Sliver with my dad. It was basically a porno back from the early 90s. And it may have been NC-17. We watched True Lies. We watched all the Arnold films, but we weren't allowed to go trick-or-treating because it was the devil's holiday.
That is so weird.
So weird. So I missed out on a lot, and that might be why.
You know what you missed out on?
What?
Not just Halloween, but moving day.
What is moving day?
Adam, have you ever heard of moving day?
No.
Or mischief night.
Oh, mischief night was silly.
It's the same thing.
We used to do that. Toilet paper people and houses. All right.
So you would get rolls of toilet paper, all right, and you would just take someone's poor tree, and then you would throw the toilet paper all over the tree, TP it. All right, mm-hmm. And they get all pissed off because they got to clean it up in the morning tomorrow.
Was that October 30th always?
That's always the day before, the night before Halloween. Yeah. Or you take a scarecrow and you leave it in the road. And so a person thinks they ran over a body.
Why is it called moving day?
Or moving night.
Mischief night.
That's just what us Hicks called it in Pasadena.
That sounds pretty lame. No, TPing people's houses.
Are you kidding? Well,
no, we didn't.
That was the most fun we had.
No. We didn't egg the houses.
That's what I did.
I mean, that's a.
Did you ever break a window?
That's a bad move right there.
Egging people's houses?
Yeah.
Another day I'll tell you about my egging stories. I had a phase in high school where I was a bad kid.
And really? As bad as me and my friends, we would like drive around and like Burke and just like throw eggs out the window at like moving cars. We went through a really bad phase.
We would sit by the side of the highway and we'd throw eggs as hard as we could at cars driving by.
You sure it like wasn't 80, rocks though, Drab?
80 miles an hour.
I mean, that's so close to dropping cinder blocks from an overpass.
So stupid. Yeah, I regret it all the time. But, you know, I was a follower, not a leader. Okay.
So you missed out on trick-or-treating. You missed out on moving night or mischief night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to watch any of the Halloween movies?
I remember watching Ernest Halloween movie. That was a classic. Forget what it's called, but
you know, Eric's right. You are an interesting guy.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me, Valdez.
You are so much more interesting than me.
You know, I never watched Halloween until I was the movie Halloween with Michael Myers.
The Michael Myers. Oh, Jesus, bro.
Until I was about 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you watch it every Halloween night?
No, but that should be a great tradition. That's a must.
That's a must for me.
Yeah.
I always watch it, or at least some of it, on Halloween night.
You know, and I will do it this year. Sunday, maybe after, yes. What's on Sunday Night Football this week? Probably two teams I don't care about. I don't care about the teams on Sunday Night Football, I will watch Halloween. All right? Or maybe Saturday night.
And if you look at my Twitter, @Matt_Valdez, I will do my yearly Halloween rankings. I'll just keep retweeting it.
What is it? I don't remember. Don't even tell me. I'm going to be surprised.
All right. I rank every year. I just retweet my old tweet
about
from
what?
Halloween, where I rank all of the movies. The movies. Which ones are the best? Which ones the worst?
What about shaking it up? Like ranking your top Halloween costumes or your top Halloween candies?
No, because I like Michael Myers.
Okay. All right. So we didn't have Halloween at Christ the King Elementary. We had Christmas. We had Valentine's Day party.
Did you have like
Easter?
Were you traded notes?
Yeah.
You had the box?
Yeah, the box. Valentine's Day was big.
Oh, of course it was, because you had the special Valentine for your crush.
Absolutely. And then the curveball.
And then you had to think of something to write.
So we couldn't have Halloween. We couldn't have a wild party. So we got down on St. Patrick's Day.
Did you do the stupid thing where you pinched all the people who didn't wear green?
Of course. Yeah. It probably had corned beef and cabbage or something terrible.
Non-alcoholic Guinness.
Yeah. You know, prepping us for adulthood. That's what they were doing.
I want to know what Adam's doing on Halloween, because he's at that age where he's younger, right?
He's not that young.
I'm 28.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely 30. Not that young.
Only guy in here under 30.
Are you hitting the town?
I am.
Because it's a big party night.
It is. I'm going to hit it Friday night and Saturday night, and I'm just looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite holidays every single year, because it allows the normal guy to see what they don't usually see. A lot of underboob, a lot of underbutt.
This is where
a lot of cleavage.
Hey, this is where creepy Adam comes out.
This is
Adam's.
I'm the only one thinking about that. About Halloween.
Adam's Jewish, so this is his Christmas. Adam
really
going
is.
Into a dark bar with drunk girls wearing next to nothing.
His skimpy outfits.
Yeah, he's going to be bumping into them and being creepy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he's going to be like stroking their backs, their bare backs. I know guys like you.
I'm
yeah.
not like that.
Yes, you are.
He's going to be nudging his buddies. Yeah. Look, I think her boobie's popping out.
You're going to wait for some girl to come stomping out of Pamplona about passing over, and you're going to catch her. And offer to, go to Bronx Pizza with her.
Yeah, what are you being for Halloween? What's your costume?
I'm going to get it later today. I always wait till the last minute. It's just my bit. I wait till the excitement
actually
comes.
Not surprising.
And then I'll splurge. I'll spend like 60 or 80 bucks on a silly costume.
I'd recommend a mask.
No, that's the thing is, the truth is, no guy with a mask ever gets laid, because the girl can't see what you actually
that
look
is actually,
like.
You're starting to learn a little bit.
I'm starting
bit.
To learn a little bit.
I made that mistake once.
Didn't you teach him that a long time ago?
I think I did, yeah. Because you got to learn from your mistakes. And I wore a mask one year at ASU.
See, the problem is Adam's not creative. So he can't come up with this original costume that will make girls laugh. Because obviously he can't wear something where he shows off his abs or pecs. So he needs to have a witty costume. But
right.
Adam's not creative. So he can't come up with a witty costume.
Yeah, I've gone as Prince Charming before. That didn't work out very well.
You went as Prince Charming?
I did. Yeah, at Halloween at VCU. My junior year, it was a silly. I had like a sash, that like said Prince on it. I thought it looked silly. I had like fake abs underneath.
Drab, once you finally got to celebrate Halloween, what was your best costume?
Well, my favorite was I went as a pizza delivery boy at ASU.
That sounds like a porno.
That sounds like a hit costume.
Girls, that's something you have to do. So you have to think, like, what is going to appeal to the girls.
Can I steal that for this weekend?
Yeah. And you know what you should do?
I should be screaming, pizza's banging.
Yeah. But you have to do is, like, I wasn't like a Pizza Hut or Domino's guy. I was the local pizza chain on campus at
like,
ASU.
Home Alone, where you have little Neros or whatever.
I was all the pizza the drunk girls loved was called Gus's Pizza, right? It was like this huge pizza slice. So I had a gigantic box of pizza.
And you're handing out slices? Like your Oprah?
Early in the night, I was handing out slices. I had pizza sauce all over my shirt. I had a Gus's hat.
That's a great
girls
idea.
Actually
you should
love
steal
it.
That, Adam.
I know.
You really should. And you know what you should do is you should write on the pizza box, Big Sausage Pizza.
That's a great idea.
Meat lovers.
Yeah. If you can't find something today at Party City or wherever you go, think about going as a pizza delivery boy.
Big Sausage Pizza. Right.
I like
If you know, you know.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween costume at Maryland?
At Maryland for a Halloween party, I went as Lil Jon. And this was...
Whoa, that sounds dicey. Hopefully there's no pictures.
Actually, I think there is on Facebook. But oh, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Were you having fake dreadlocks?
I did.
Be
I
honest. Were you wearing blackface?
No, I was not wearing blackface. Okay. I mean,
were you using black voice?
I mean, I'd say, yeah! Like that all the time. I mean,
that sounds so annoying.
What? You think I didn't do that? I mean, this was at the height of like Chappelle, Lil Jon. Yeah, I mean... It was James. It was actually a great costume. So I had a back.
Did you have chains?
What? I had chains. I had a backwards fitted hat. I had fake dreadlocks. I had.
You have grills.
I did. I took aluminum foil and I put it in my mouth. I had sunglasses and I had a crunk cup.
You put a lot of effort into it.
I know. I had a big cup that I took like garland and wrapped it around, and that was my pimp cup that I would walk around.
I like it.
It was awesome. And everyone got drunk and everyone go, yeah, like that. I mean, it was.
Hey, you're pretty good at that.
Thank you. That's a lot of practice.
Yeah, you did practice it.
What? Yeah, I mean,
why does it make me laugh?
I don't know.
It's so silly.
So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to Friday's show, tomorrow's show on the Junkies. We tried our best to get everyone into the spirit of the holiday.
I will say this. Jason was more receptive to the idea at the end of the show. On Thursday than he was at the beginning.
All right. I bet you Jason comes dressed up tomorrow. We don't know for sure. I bet you he does.
All right.
What are you leaning towards?
I think it's a coin flip. I think he won't. Just because he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. At the end of the show, he was all happy, go lucky, and talking to us about Halloween and about the makeup and the zombie and what if he doesn't want to be a zombie? But at the beginning of the show, all he did was talk about how he was going to be too tired. He didn't want to put the makeup on. So I think he's going to wake up, he's going to hate life, and he's not going to do it, and he won't come in with the zombie makeup.
You know what I hope happens tonight? I hope that EB goes home today and starts bellowing about the Halloween costume, and D says, you know what? I'm going to go to Jean's costume, or I'm going to go to the... Let me go pick you out something. And EB's going to come here tomorrow and blow us away. He's not going to be wearing a Sammy Sosa jersey. He's actually going to have a real costume.
Like what?
I don't know. It could be anything. But I think it's a possibility that happens.
What was one of the things that we suggested? Astronaut?
Astronaut? He loves space.
I think astronaut is the one seed if he's going to get a costume. But he's all out... He will not be celebrating. He's a Halloweeny. He doesn't care about the holiday, and he's going to rain on our parade.
And I'm a little surprised JP is doing it because he doesn't like to be embarrassed, really. Like, he doesn't, if he thinks something's stupid, he doesn't really like to, he always says something like he doesn't like bits, right? Like, fake bits. He calls them fake. He doesn't like fake bits. This, to me, is something I would think would be a fake bit in the eyes
like
of JP.
Planned
bits, yeah.
Yeah, Adam's NBA party.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised that JP was very receptive.
Well, here's the thing. He's not doing anything.
It's already done for him.
Yeah. I'm so happy Cakes is always taking one for the team, and he always wants to play along. He loves bits.
He is a team player.
And I can't wait to see what he dresses up as.
He really teased us today with his, what did I get at the Halloween store? Because what was the one that he decided against? He went there looking for Michael Myers. Average Joe's.
Oh, yeah. That's
Globo
what it was.
Gym.
So Globo Gym.
I hope it's a lot better than that.
I mean, that's a
it's
week.
It's been done
that's
so
weak.
Many times.
I mean, it's so 2006.
Here was a clue. He said EB will know what it is.
Oh, right. I did not catch that.
He said EB will definitely know
what it is. You are a sleuth.
Yeah, so and there's not a lot that EB knows.
That's if he does know it, he forgets it pretty quickly.
So, I don't know. I'm going to go bed tonight a little bit giddy thinking about what Cakes is going to be wearing in here tomorrow.
I can't wait till 5:25 and I see him strut next to the glass and see what he's wearing.
Adam, what was the holiday that you randomly showed up here wearing like a Moses costume? Do you remember that?
Wasn't it a Christmas show?
I think that was the Christmas.
Was it the Christmas show?
The Christmas
Did the rest
show.
Of us jump dress up that day?
It might have been Halloween.
No, because like Bruce dressed as Santa or something.
I did it a few
times. We always have a Santa, and then Adam has to shoehorn his Jewish culture.
I had a toga. I had a big gray beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was Christmas.
And I had my menorah.
At the holiday show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm pretty fired up for it.
This is what I like.
Good content to the show. Well,
this is what I like is that I like the holiday party that we do, the Christmas mm-hmm. show, and we're kind of trying to do an extension of that. I like that we're doing that.
This is the kickoff to the holiday season.
Right.
So we got to do it right, and we can build on this in years to come, but I'm hoping tomorrow goes pretty well.
Well, what are you guys going to wear? That's going to be a surprise.
You have to wait. Yeah,
yeah, it's a surprise.
But, okay, here's my question.
Except you ruined it.
Well, who's going to have the better costume between you two? Like, are you confident that you're going to
Mine will get some chuckles, but Drab's costume will probably be better because he has a duffel bag full of costumes.
I know, but I think they're missing parts. Every costume's missing parts, so I might have to go to the spirit store.
Drab likes dressing up. He looks forward to it. It's his Super Bowl. It's like he has props.
Maybe I should dress up in drag and just really spin EB's head off because he thinks it's a perverted thing where guys get dressed up for Halloween.
Hey, do you know what we should go as? Huh? We should go as the Sopranos, where the guy's in the bar with his leather hat and leash and everything. And that would really make Eric uncomfortable.
What up?
because when we said village people, we couldn't even say people. And then he said no.
What
he said village, and he went, no.
I come dressed as blue shorts, and you come dressed as Asia Akira. All right, and I'll be on a leash and wear the blue spandex. All right? A throwback to 2013 on the Junkies.
Fun time.
All right. So one of the things that I definitely wanted to get into that I found very interesting this week was when you took Cakes to court, and I wasn't here for it, and I listened to it on the podcast, and about Cakes getting a free gift for his mother-in-law.
This is what I love about Cakes, is that he like doubled down on a white lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like the tiniest thing, and he thinks it's insignificant. But everyone else notices
it. Picks up on it right away.
It picks up on it. We knew that he didn't pay Farley for the shoes. All right. We knew that in the back of his mind, he was going to get those shoes for free. And, well, number one, I don't understand. Are these shoes special for the elderly or something?
Well, that's one
of the
things.
Because he keeps talking about how these are some shoes he needed to get for his mother-in-law.
That's one of the things that, like, I couldn't understand about it is that Cake said that she had to have these shoes or that his mother-in-law
like needed these
Mrs.
shoes.
Mrs. Wertheimer requested these shoes. Okay?
Like his life or death or
so,
something.
And I wasn't here. So, and I hadn't seen the photo. So I thought they'd be like some orthotic shoes, right? With
yeah,
Dr. Scholl's,
like,
where you like some real like.
They're like white like with
elderly
Velcro.
Elderly shoes. Because Mrs. Wertheimer is probably like close to 80. I have no idea. She's
something with
there.
Extra support.
No. I saw the picture. These are the exact same running shoes that Cakes wears all the time. And he said it was a special request from her that she had to have these shoes. They are, no offense to Chris Farley, run-of-the-mill Brooks shoes.
Yeah, looks like she's getting ready for a marathon.
She's wearing marathon shoes. Yeah. There's nothing special about these shoes that she had to have. And the only reason she even knows about these shoes is because the Auvilles are constantly wearing them. Right?
Cake's walking into their house saying, what are those shoes?
Yeah. She goes, Price said, oh, I need some new sneakers.
All I have are my loafers.
Do you really think that
Penny loafers.
Mrs. Wertheimer is really in search of a $170 pair of shoes?
No. What is she training for? The Geriatric Olympics?
She's training for nothing. She's training for her next trip to Kiowa. Okay.
Although, you know what I like the image in my mind is Mrs. Wertheimer sprinting past Cakes around Olney while he runs with his palms up.
There's no chance that she's a runner.
No chance.
At this stage in her life, it would be foolish, I would think.
I mean, your knees would hurt.
Her knees would be killed. So what does she need? In fact, I thought they might even be when you guys said that she had to have the shoes. They were the Hoka One
Ones,
right? I'm like, oh, it makes sense. They're like the gigantic cushion shoes.
Arch support.
The EB wears all the time. No, they were just Brooks running shoes. The same ones that
get
sent here.
Get.
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything special.
In my eyes, there was nothing special about him.
We should have
pressed
him.
Because it was a free present.
No, it wasn't even free. He's just cheap. No. He wanted to not have to go to Dick's and buy it himself.
No, I think in his mind, he's supporting Chris Farley because he's getting the word out about Pacers in his mind. But in reality, the way to support Chris would to be actually
buy the shoes
for full price.
Yeah. Right? Don't take a handout. And don't get your family shoes.
But Cakes, he got busted in the lie. He wasn't going to pay for them. It was obvious. You guys kept pressing him. I'm pressing him about how much they cost.
He's still not going to pay for them.
There was the text exchange between him and Chris Farley. He asked for how much Amy's shoes were.
Right, and then he didn't mention Mrs. Wartheimer's.
Yeah, and so it cakes his mind like he buy one, get one free.
Yeah, BOGO. Farley's running a BOGO operation.
Right. That's exactly. And Cakes knows about the allowance that Chris Farley has with Brooke's shoes.
Yes. Yeah, he knows that. Farley will get some shoes that fall off the back of the truck.
Exactly.
Oh, the overstock. There's a reason why there's an overstock.com.
Yep.
Because people like Farley have too many shoes. And what happens? Cakes' mother-in-law gets shoes. Free shoes.
Also, what about this? I also thought it was kind of weird that if Chris Farley and Cakes are best friends, okay? Which I think they are.
Well, they talk a lot. They're friendly.
I think Cakes' best friend is Chris Farley. In my mind, that is true.
I think it might be Bikey Bots.
They're up there. They're 1 and 1A, okay? Or whatever it is, 1 and 1B. And Chris's wife is way up in the command of Brooks. Why is he charging Cakes at all for Amy's shoes?
I don't know. You got to put something on the balance sheet.
Do you?
I don't know.
I would just think
you have to be a good boss because you think about it. If you're the manager at a Pacer store or a worker, and you see the boss just handing out free shoes to everyone.
Well,
you're going to think that you can do the same thing, that you can get the friends and family right too.
I think Cakes is above an employee at Pacers. Employees get 30% off. In my mind, Cakes should get 100% off, especially what Jason thought was $5,000 in advertising. Did you catch that? Can he be any more out of touch?
So clueless. He has no idea what goes on at the station.
Maybe $500 tops. Yeah. Okay.
You know what kind of Rick's mate is that Jason's the guy that asked Farley for Nikes.
I know.
This is so tilting. He's going out of his way to hook everyone up with shoes, and then Jason's got to put his big lurch foot out there and say, "These need Nikes."
In a way, I respect that because he knows he's not going to wear the Brooks. He just doesn't like them.
It's true. It's better.
So he's
than,
like, "Don't waste a shoe on me. Yeah. If you're going to send me something, I'll take Nikes. If not, don't worry about it."
And it's true, I guess.
One of the things that mentioned, though, that I was thinking a lot about last week, even before the segment on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, and it was mentioned a couple times during that segment, are JP's white shoes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's been tilting me.
Seinfeld look.
Yeah. It's been tilting me ever since he started wearing them.
Doesn't it make him look so old manny?
He looks like, first of all, the shoes are so bright white. And they're Brooks shoes, and they're from Pacers. So I don't want to. It has nothing to do with Pacers. Okay, they have a million nice shoes there.
Yes,
they're the ugliest shoes I've ever seen. Okay, they're just white shoes, white running shoes all the way across. And he's wearing them with these jeans that are 5 years old.
If I got to hear about his dumb jeans that he got from a sponsor,
His jeans, first of all, they don't fit. There's like a huge break in them. So it kind of looks like Rom wearing jeans where they're just like too long for his short body.
Yeah.
But he's wearing them with these all white running sneakers.
Very 90s.
It's such a 90s look. I haven't seen anyone under the age of 70 wear all white sneakers and jeans in forever. Yeah, well, big, like, baggy jeans almost.
I know. That's the thing is, like, he's got the wide-length jeans on. Yeah. The boot cuts Brooks shoes.
I'm not talking about, like, some of the white shoes that are trendy. Like, they're canvas shoes or something, like some low tops.
Yeezys or anything like that.
The Vans from Squid Game.
But you wouldn't even wear Yeezys with these type of jeans. Like, if you're going to wear, you got to have, like, a tapered look.
These jeans are out.
The jeans are out. The shoes are out.
JP's keeping these jeans and waiting.
I don't get it. Like, he always gets a haircut. He's on top of his face and his hair.
He's obsessed with his hair.
Everything he wears looks terrible. This whole one jacket in, one jacket out bit is so tiring.
He loves talking about the one in, one out.
No, Adam, you made me laugh. That's funny.
Yeah. Or he wears just the guys are constantly, but JP is the king of wearing the free gear, the Corona shirts, the, you know, Cakes does too, but Cakes usually wears like people that are actually sponsoring him. JP will wear anything that comes into the radio station shirt. How many times has he worn that Glory Days windbreaker?
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny is that windbreaker silly. It's a foot joy. It's probably a $100 jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would wear it too if it was raining and I was golfing.
Yeah.
But that Glory Days logo is so big. I've thought about how I can try and unstitch it.
You know what's funny about that? We're both wearing free sweatshirts right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I support Brett.
Yeah, that's a silly logo.
We love Brett. Yes. One of the things that also, and this is actually going to be my tilt of the week, guys, that I've been waiting to address this a long time, and it was, and I actually heard it today, but I heard it during the Brooks Running Shoes segment. Do you know what JP called those shoes?
Did he do this on air?
On air, yeah.
What?
He called them Scotts.
Oh, yeah.
Scotts.
Yeah, I think Cakes said it too.
No, it was JP said it first.
Like Scott Brooks, the Wizards coach.
He called him Scott.
Oh, yeah, he does that all the time.
Okay.
The first segment where they're talking about Cakes' shaved head.
Yeah.
He does the Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah. He said it. He called him, he doesn't say Hakeem Nicks. He says Hakeem.
The Hakeems.
Okay. Oh. His zings about the name thing has been driving me nuts for years, and I have a platform where I can express my frustration with him calling things by their first names. If he calls,
do you know what he's? You know what he did?
What
he took Cakes' bit.
He
lifted his bit. We talked about stolen valor.
Yeah.
Cakes used to do that all the time.
He pounds it into the ground.
Yes.
If he calls a leaf a Ryan one more time, I'm going to quit the show. I can't handle it anymore.
I actually love the bit. It's been going on for 10 years.
It's for simpleton.
Yes.
Well, it's because it's like a simple sports reference in a non-sports conversation.
All right. Well, you remember how I said Adam's not creative earlier in the show?
Yeah.
That's Exhibit A right there. Is that he finds that funny.
I think it's something that they probably did 25 years ago. And that he just hasn't updated his file on what's funny.
You know how we made fun of Cakes for being Pavlov's dog with stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's JP. As soon as a word comes out, he has to find a name that fits it.
And do you know what his new one is? He said it today as well.
No.
Anytime you wash your clothes and do the laundry, he calls it a brine.
Oh, yeah. That's
his new one?
Yeah. He said Cakes was doing his brine today.
Couldn't have been Brian Landry. That would have been so much better.
So much better. He's going to be calling laundry a brine now for the next 2 years. Or tell us this guy, everybody forgets about this guy.
Hey, do you know what my tilt of the week, though,
is?
What's
that?
It happened on the show Thursday. During the entertainment page. When Eric was trying to dive into our sexual history, and we talked about the Amazon worker who was banging in the back of his Prime van, and Eric has this assumption that me, Drab, I don't know, everyone is having sex in a Walmart.
I know. And why Walmart?
I know.
Like, are we that trashy?
I couldn't believe it. Does he think that low of me?
Also, does he think people are doing that? Like everyone's got a bang someone in the grocery store.
He's seeing too many POV videos.
He has. His mind is polluted.
It's so polluted. That's a great word to describe it because he thinks everything's a porno.
Yeah, he thinks when that one Eagles fan has sex in a stall at a game that all the Eagles fans are doing that.
But why? Am I that trashy? That he thinks that I would.
And not even you are that trashy, Valdez.
Thank you.
All right. And now you got some rough stories, you know.
I'm rough around the edges.
Definitely. But I would have never thought that, Valdez must have a sex at a Walmart story.
Yeah, like in a changing room at a Walmart. I mean, could you think of anything more low class? I actually can't believe he thinks that lowly of me.
Also, when he sees like these stories and then he asks us for all the details and there's like no details about the story, it's just a viral video. Like, I never know what to say to him. He's like, what's the story with this guy? Is she, did he know her? Was somebody met off the street?
I don't know.
And I'm like, I don't know.
They're just having sex in a van.
It's a viral video. Right. Not everything's got a report on it.
Yeah. Have cakes do some sort of prime joke and get the heck out of it.
Right. On to the next story.
Yeah, on to the next one.
On to the next Ben Affleck story that you're cramming in. By the way, that was EP today. Us playing a WinBet ad because he didn't like his accent.
that was weird.
That has to be the bottom barrel of rock bottom of Ben Affleck stories.
By the way, don't you think it's more trashy that Eric, when he's in college, is pulling his pants down, measuring their penises with all of their roommates,
right,
than having sex in a Walmart? What do you think's more trashy?
It's having sex in a Walmart. But I think, why is EB like that? Is it because he got married so young and he's known D since high school and they've been dating since high school that he doesn't have...
He feels like he's missing out.
He doesn't have any raunchy stories to keep up with the boys.
I guess. And by the way, I was totally right. Every single person has a playground story.
You kind of were onto something there.
I'm definitely now onto something.
Yeah. And what was your playground story again?
My playground story is that I got a Surhoff at a playground when I was 14.
Really?
Yes. From the town trollop.
It was your first Surhoff?
Yes.
Now that you mention it, I had a makeout session in seventh grade on a playground.
Actually, I might have been 15.
With my girlfriend, and then she dumped me afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone made fun of the fact that I was licking my lips before the kiss.
Hey, the playground is where a lot of stuff goes down. When you're a curious boy.
Hold on. Not everyone has a playground story. I guarantee you, Adam.
Adam, do you not have a playground story?
No, I mean, my first girlfriend, we used to go to the swings. It was like the outdoor swing set. It was like not really a playground. It was like in the middle of the woods, but it was like a rope swing that we would go.
Uh-huh.
And that was where we had our first kiss. I don't know.
Yeah,
my playground story is not.
Kiss. Yeah, but kissing, that's tame. That's right. Nothing. That's minor league stuff. I'm talking about boob feeling. I'm talking about penis exposing.
All right. What did you make?
That's the creepiest voice he's done.
Yeah, that was your panty voice. That was weird.
My penis exposing voice.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you, Joan, because you're a molester from what I found out.
I want to get your thoughts on that. You knew that story because that's an old story that I've
told.
It's a
big Owen Duke story.
That I told on the air. And I swear I've told that story to the junkies many times.
I know you
have.
I didn't
go into all the details because I know we were short on time.
Drab used to take this girl, this poor little girl.
Okay, keep in mind, we're the same age. We were the same age. We were both 6 years old.
All right, Drab, he took this girl behind the playground, behind the slide,
at
basically.
At recess, but I would take her behind the big oak tree.
Behind the oak tree. And he used to inspect her panties.
I was definitely a predator, I think, at that age. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I was so young, I didn't know what was going on, but I knew this girl. And this is so cringeworthy to think about it, but I'm just letting you know what I remember about it. I knew that this girl was looking for friendship. She was a loner. She was a loner. Okay,
dude,
but
this
very
is
cute. All right, I remember. And here's the worst part. I remember what she was wearing. She was wearing.
Pardon, because it's multiple times. You remember every single time.
I remember.
You molested her.
I know it was multiple times, but I remember the final time. She was wearing
the time you got caught.
She was wearing pink spandex shorts, okay, and a white top. And it's so embarrassing to think back on. But
By the way, this is the school that's not allowed to have Halloween.
No, this was daycare before. This is the after school program.
This is daycare.
This is the after school program. Okay, on a different property. That I told her I would be friends with her.
So you went up to her. Let's just say her name was Susie. Mm-hmm. All right.
About these, you be the girl.
All right. There are no girls named Sue. Her name was, I think, Katie.
Don't say the real name.
I said there's nobody in my age named Susie.
All right. Susie's funny though. All right. So you used to take Katie.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. You saw her by herself, like with chalk. You know, mm-hmm. doing hopscotch. Yeah, solo. Mm-hmm. And you went up to her and you said,
"I said, hey." I'm not gonna do the. Hold on, I'm not gonna do the panty voice because that's creepy.
I know,
said,
but
hey.
I know.
I said,
that,
"Hey."
That "hey" was.
I said, "Hey." I'll play with you if you come behind the tree with me. We'll hang out if you come behind the tree with me.
So
that was my sales pitch.
That was your sales pitch.
Okay.
It wasn't. Hey, why don't we play together?
Let's go to the secluded tree. And I remember doing this numerous times. Okay. And it wasn't even. I was just curious about like girls' bodies at that time. Like this is so wrong and awful to admit, but probably because I was sheltered at home.
I didn't even know.
Like what was going on?
Did you have sisters? You have sisters or
yeah,
all
but she's way older.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like 10 years older than me.
All right.
That I would take her behind the big oak tree and I would turn her around and she would have to face the tree.
Did she put her like hands? No, Eric always goes, yeah. She put the butt man pose.
Okay, she did the butt man pose. And I'd yank those britches down.
Oh my God.
Like all the way down to her ankles?
Past her knees. And I just remember staring at her butt. That's all I remember and pinching her butt. Yeah, pinching her cheeks. Here's the thing. I never turned her around because I think I knew that was wrong. Okay. I was very adamant about this later on.
Pinching her cheeks?
I was pinching her butt cheeks. Okay.
Like skin on skin.
Like the seventh time I did this, I remember seeing a teacher out of the corner of my
eye
have a horrified look in her eye. I knew the game was up.
Was it a male or female teacher?
Female teacher. Just an evil glare, and I just realized
you knew you were doing something wrong. Now, did you know at the time you were doing something wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Like you knew it was dicey, it was
probably inappropriate, because that's why I was hiding behind a tree.
Did you know that girl in high school?
No.
Did you guys grow up together?
I think she may have transferred. She may have transferred daycares. I don't remember.
And now, didn't you have a name for this?
I don't know.
They were playing games.
No.
It's called the routine.
The routine.
All right. I don't remember. I clearly didn't call it that back then. I don't know where that came from. But
all right, it's Monday.
Hey, and then I remember by the time recess was over that day, the teacher.
How thrilling was that for you?
It was a rush. All right? It was a rush.
You know what? Because you're exploring your sexuality and you're including danger.
It was very dangerous. And my mom worked across the street. It was the daycare for the hospital. My mom worked across the street at the hospital. By the time recess was over, I got called to the office, and my mom was already there.
Was your mom sobbing?
No, furious.
Oh.
Furious. My mom used to take me to jail. Did I ever tell you this?
What?
My mom was so strict. Okay,
you are one fascinating person.
Think about this.
It didn't work. You almost killed your brother.
Yeah, that's true. This is the meanest thing you could ever do. And I don't think it happened this day, but it happened numerous times. And I'll get back to my mom, the beatdown. Whenever I was bad, my mom would put me in the car and drive me to the police station, okay? And tell me to get out and turn myself in. Okay? It's the most effed up thing you could do to a young boy.
I mean, that would scar a kid for life.
So scarring. Okay, and
how old were you?
Around the same age.
So hold on, you're six years old, and your mom was kicking you out of the car in front of the jail.
Okay, you don't know anything when you're that age. You know, just know that bad guys go to jail.
I bet you were crying so hard,
so much sobbing. We'd pull up to the curb in our brown Mark III conversion van because we came across the Cales had 100 kids, and she'd yell, "Get out!" and point to the door of the police station and say, "Go turn yourself in." Because you, I was a bad boy, all right? And I'd have the walk. That's the walk of shame for me, the walk from the van to the front door of the police station.
All right, hold on. So when you got to the front door, did you say, "Officer, who's the officer on duty or something?" Or
she had this thing. Right before I'd reach to the door handle.
Oh, the Cahill boy's back.
Yeah. Right before I'd open the door, you know, to go turn myself in, she'd roll down the window and scream, "Get back in the car!"
Oh, so she was like,
and
she,
you know, that was
right
my
on the fence.
My governor's stay of execution. Okay, she'd call me back to the car, and I'd be sobbing at that point.
I can't imagine the type of beating you got from your mom from that story.
Yeah,
from pulling pants down, Katie.
Right, from poor Katie. So I don't remember if I got turned in to the police that day, but I remember. Different era. I don't know if parents still do this. I don't have any plans
to
do this. Whatever. Everyone was spanked as a kid.
Yes. I got hit with the fly swatter.
I got beat with a belt. I'm telling you, had to have been hours. had to been hours. I just have this memory of my mom standing above me, just whipping me so many times. She was so ashamed of her son, pulling the girls' pants down on the
was she
playground.
Calling you names?
She was probably just screaming, you know, calling me
obscenities.
Yeah, me, yeah. You know, I'm a bad, evil kid.
You know what I think about? I think about Katie, and I
hope my parents don't listen to Betsy's.
And you know what? You know what the scene comes to mind?
What
is Jenny in Forrest Gump when she sees her old childhood house?
I imagine
Katie when she sees that tree.
Stop that.
And she has that flashback and that traumatic experience.
I really hope that girl doesn't remember that. Like it was too early.
Oh, I bet I guarantee you she does.
Oh, so she told Sue, the principal of the school, that I touched her front end privates, which I swear to this day I never did. I never did that. That would be, I was not interested in that.
He was an advanced 6-year old.
No, I was not interested. No, here's the thing. The beatdown stunted me for 15 years, right?
Yeah, like you're an incel now.
Yeah, I basically became an incel after that. So terrified of women.
Your mom beat the masculinity out of you.
Right. Never, you know, Valdez was, you know, by the time he was getting, you know, getting Surhoffs on the playground at 15, like he went all out. For the next 10 years.
You were a shut-in.
I was pretty much a shut-in. A couple girlfriends in middle school, but I wasn't allowed to do anything with them. No dates, nothing.
Everything was supervised.
Absolutely. You know.
Notice AWOD's very quiet we're talking about dating.
It's the most cringing story I've ever heard. And I'm actually, like, I look at you differently now, Trev. How can you not?
I hope you don't. It was a long time ago, and I was very young.
He's a changed man. Hey, yeah. you ever try and like find Katie on Facebook
or social media? I don't remember her real
name. Aren't
you
interested in what she looks like now? Because you said she was cute.
The only time I think I remember her being cute. Well, she was a blonde silly.
That was so messed up.
She was a blonde silly.
Blonde 6-year-old silly.
No, I hope never to see that girl ever again. I hope she doesn't remember me or the incident.
It was a routine. Yeah. That's the thing people sleep on.
I like to think Katie became like a detective. All right. Or you know, who are those people that check in like on the families, like a civil caseworker or something
A CPS worker,
yeah, CPS
social worker.
Social worker, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I like to think Katie became a social worker. And that you sparked
it. She's a PO, she's a probation officer.
I hope she's living life. I don't know. Doctor with kids and having a great life.
Hey, let's think about this. What do you think? Do you think Katie has a husband?
Right? I hope so.
All right. And she kind of role plays.
No, stop. Oh, stop. Too far. We're not even too far. Okay. We're too far.
Hey, now it's your turn to be Matt tonight.
You did the panty voice again.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking. I'm just spitballing.
Right. Because she obviously liked it. She did it multiple times.
Adam, I did it multiple times. I was abuser.
Where did Kid Matt get the idea of telling her to put her hands in the up? You
know, freeze, put your hands up. Yeah.
All right, moving on. Now I'm too embarrassed. Adam, do you have a tilt of the week?
Yeah, my tilt of the week, we talked a little bit about EB's Halloween. He's just such a Grinch. I just felt like
he
didn't want to be part of that segment. And you guys always talk about, got to ham it up for the radio. Mm-hmm. And he was shutting it down. He was saying no to Village People before you finished saying Village. And so I have a theory about EB hating Halloween. All right,
guys? Do you even know why he was opposed to dressing up as the Village People?
He didn't want to look like a poor guy.
Maybe he's just too young.
I think he just doesn't get it. Although, you know how excited...
You explain it to him.
The village People... Mm-hmm. Is a homosexual national anthem. The YMCA
is about they're a gay group. They were all gay guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
the YMCA is about hanging out in the locker room of the YMCA.
So it was a homosexual bit, but I think my theory is
homophobic. It
doesn't have anything to do with that. My theory that EB hates Halloween because everyone gets so excited to dress up and to look like someone else. My theory is that EB thinks that he is the best looking guy in the world, and that he doesn't need to dress up, and he doesn't need to look like Brad Pitt or George Clooney, because him, regular EB old self, is great looking. And so that's my theory, is that he doesn't want to dress up as one of these dogs because he's a big silly.
How long did you work on that theory?
On the drive-in.
No,
I don't think that's it. I don't know what it is. I haven't gotten to the bottom of it. I don't know if we ever will, but he definitely has some sort of repulsiveness about Halloween.
I don't get it. I think it would be fun if we were all dressed up doing the YMCA.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Can I tell you one last thing before we go?
Yes.
I missed a couple days this week because my parents were in town. Did you know that, and I told you about the birthday party last week and how my wife is friends with Rochelle. Rochelle is Cowboy Todd's wife.
Correct.
My parents and my in-laws are obsessed with Cowboy Todd.
How did he weasel his way into their lives?
Bro, because I invited him over, and I always say this, I get a kick out of Cowboy Todd, right? He's entertaining. Yeah. He was great at the Purple Heart Open as far as entertainment.
Todd knows how to put
on
a show.
He's an icebreaker.
Yes, he is.
Okay? He's also a con man, okay? Because he's at this barbecue outside of my house, hamming it up. He's Eddie Haskell. He's hamming it up with my parents and my in-laws and a couple of the other people that were there.
And, what's and he doing?
What? First of all, he brought his flat top grill from Louisa County, and he's sitting there grilling for hours at a time. So pleasant to everybody, well spoken.
Well,
right? They're fascinated with his job.
The
works at gas pumps.
The gas pump thing, like getting all the scanners out or something.
He's very charming. He was very charming. I know the real Cowboy Todd, just a redneck hillbilly, but he's got this light switch.
He's got this switch in him
that goes on. They think that he is just like this self-made man that's got everything going on.
He's got life figured out.
Yeah, they don't know about his 15 kids or the prison sentence. They don't know about
or a sugar mama,
or that he can't spell Halloween.
They wouldn't let him in the army.
Yeah, they think this is an outstanding young man in this country. Right, I don't know how it happened, but he was killing it on the grill. I will say that. And then AY told me today that he got a problem with Cowboy Todd because Cowboy Todd was making his famous potatoes that I thought were silly.
All right, hold on. Cowboy Todd has famous potatoes.
Yeah,
he told everyone at the party.
Is it potato salad or is it just like
no? He
roasted
it's
potatoes,
like hash browns almost. He like
diced potatoes.
He marinates
them
overnight. Yeah. He adds a little cheese.
Marinate potatoes.
He dices them up and then he marinates them in some sort of vinegar sauce. I'm not sure what it is.
It's like a 3-day process.
And then puts them on the flat top, and then toast them and gets them nice and crispy, and then puts in like some sort of
looks like
Velveeta.
A diner.
Yes, some sort of Velveeta cheese all warmed up with it. I think it's silly. Okay. And then I thought everyone else thought it was silly. And then AWOD today told me
so he made this for the entire party.
Yeah.
And everyone's going
Any more potatoes over there, Todd?
Well, what's the recipe?
All right. So I think AWOD was so jealous of what a hit Cowboy Todd was that he told me today that he hated the potatoes.
I thought they were the worst potatoes I've ever
seen. There's
about
no chance.
You know about cooking potatoes. They were undercooked.
I know about cooking potatoes.
Well, you know about French fries?
Well, they were crunchy?
No.
Mushy?
No. They were soggy. They were tasteless. And I felt like if I had one more bite, I was going to end up pooping my pants because they were so damn greasy.
They were greasy, but they were cooked with the cheese on a flat top.
In beef jerky fat. That's how greasy they
were. He did have this. He had this nice tip where he brought a bunch of Jack Link's like Slim Jim things. I don't know what we call them. And he was putting those on the flat top grill. Have you ever had a warmed up beef jerky stick?
No, but
they
are
silly. He bought ones with cheese on the inside, right?
Ooh.
And then the cheese was all melted. He's got all the grilling tips.
Man, he's got it figured out.
Yeah. For a redneck grilling. I mean, come on. Beef jerky.
The jealousy is just pouring out of Adam.
Yeah. And then he also brought his disc golf basket.
Well, that was the best thing.
Was he showing everybody?
Showing off, because he put it in a nice green spot. All the neighborhood kids were coming by grabbing the frisbees.
And he's trying to teach them.
Giving lessons out.
Yeah, yeah. He's a rock star.
He was a rock star at the birthday party. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll say this, though. Him and his wife, they are very benevolent. He brought so much. He didn't have to do any of that stuff.
He brought all this meat and potatoes. And
he brought a ton of stuff.
I'm going to be honest. He made you look bad because he came in there And just, he brought the grill. Hey, he brought the food. You know, you should have said, brought the games.
You should have said, I hired a caterer.
He brought everything but the kids.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah. He was my caterer. Well, Rick, I brought all the meat. Except for he brought the beef jerky and the potatoes, which I loved. Apparently, Adam did not. I swear it's only because Cowboy was such a smash hit.
I just know
Adam shouldn't be eating anything soaked in beef jerky fat.
Oh, one last thing. You tell me if this is nubs or not. Okay. We got like a bunch of presents, right?
Okay.
And my kids just turned 1 year old. They don't know what day it is. Okay. I saved half the presents for Christmas. Why give them too many presents now?
You know what?
And those presents are going to be from Papa, or it's going to be from Dada. Yeah, they're going to be from Dada and Mama on Christmas.
That's a great idea.
That's smart.
You might
right?
be able why to do that for gonna, the first 5 years of their life.
Why am I going to spend $400 on Christmas presents?
I actually thought you were going to say.
I got a closet full already.
I thought you were going to say, I returned them for money.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, that's what I thought you were getting at.
No, we'll just save them. We'll space them out a little bit. They got too many toys
I think
already.
That's smart.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you don't want to clutter up your house either.
Cut down on, you know, use that junkie's Christmas bonus money for something else.
If we get bonus.
I'm going to treat myself. Yeah.
There's a new console coming out.
PS6.
Yeah, PS6 coming out.
All right. Hey, that was a fun show. I think we got into a lot of stuff here. Yeah. Next week's going to be even better. Hopefully we get a Washington football team win on Monday, and the guys are in a better mood.
Yeah, everyone's happy.
And then we can maybe sneak in some earlier non-sports segments into the show next week.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Be sure. We told you at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Check us out on Apple iTunes. Just search Bit Season. Got a new logo. We got our own feed there.
Look
Do you
for
want to
the,
explain that? Like, what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, sure.
It's
go ahead,
it's
Valdez.
It's a sloppy monkey, immature monkey, and I get psyched because monkeys are funny. We say monkey stilts all the time. Yeah. Kind of goes with the show.
Apes are so huge right now.
Apes are hot.
Apes are hot right now.
AMC Army.
I think you guys are gonna like it. I don't want to spoil it too much. There's some Easter eggs in there.
Scan it for a little.
I think it's the best part of it is you guys. There's very good details in it.
We put a lot of thought into it.
I did.
Yeah, we put more thought into that than the Junkie Show.
It pops.
And I hired some guy in Pakistan to make it for us.
Drab enslaved somebody to create a logo.
Let me tell you something. Fiverr or whatever it's called, Fiverr is the greatest website in the world. If you want to contract somebody to do something for you for much cheaper than you can do it here in the United States, that's the spot.
Yeah. Yep. I showed the logo to the engineer I was with, and he was like, oh, you guys use Fiverr too? He was butt-sized.
Oh, really? Oh, because it would have the watermark on it? Yeah.
But anyways, the Bit Season will also be in the Junkies feed still, if you listen
most
that way.
Yeah, most important. So listen however you want. We just wanted to provide another option. Yeah.
And I think you can rate the podcast
Absolutely.
On Apple, too.
Yeah, give
and
us
leave
five
comments,
stars.
Five stars.
Yeah, it's hopefully. Important for us to grow.
Don't whore us.
Yeah, please. If
Tell
you like
your
the
girlfriends
show.
About it. Girls get sized for it. Remember, I met a woman that listens to the show at your party.
Yes, we call them bitties.
Oh, you did. That's right. Yeah. Bitties. Our female listeners are
called
bitties.
Our female listeners are called bitties.
All right, guys. Have a great
that
weekend. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week. And,
I think we should call Drab Tree Shirt from now on.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're forgetting about all that. Okay. We're moving on.
Yes. Drab's routine.
All right. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Yes. If you're listening on Thursday, tune in tomorrow. Let's see what the Junkies come dressed up as.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.